tell me, what is the question you wanted to answer when you started this research?
The metaphor I like to use is the human body, right? So we know that, well, if we're going to use like US terms, the human body operates around 97 degrees. And that's sort of our sweet spot for when our metabolism and our body works well. But when we get to a certain temperature, like say 106 degrees, our body starts to sort of break down. So the question we set out to answer was that as a scientific community, we didn't know what those temperatures were for all the plants on the earth, for the terrestrial biosphere, essentially. And so what we've gone about doing is defining for the first time a global temperature dependence curve for photosynthesis.
So as the planet's warming, there's a point where it hits a temperature where these processes like photosynthesis kind of just start to break down.
Exactly. It doesn't mean it stops, it means it slows. We care about it slowing because we want it to pick up as much of the carbon as it can from the atmosphere, simply because that's carbon that's stored in trees and things like that. And so it's mitigating climate change.
So talk to me about what you found out. So as the global temperature rises, at what point do you start seeing that photosynthesis slow down?
The temperature maximum for photosynthesis is much lower than that of respiration. And by respiration, I mean the breakdown of that carbon by soil, microbes, et cetera, or plants themselves. The temperature maximum for photosynthesis is somewhere between 18 and 28 degrees Celsius. For respiration, it's all the way out at 50 or 70 degrees Celsius. So as photosynthesis is declining, respiration is exponentially increasing. It means that instead of the terrestrial biosphere picking up carbon every year, it is now actually a source of carbon to the atmosphere. And that is a powerful tipping point for the Earth system in that it's a reversal of what we've seen over the last couple of decades, where the terrestrial biosphere has been taking up carbon. It's been picking up part of our tab for our emissions. That could reverse if we don't mitigate warming.
How quickly can that happen, right? How if we stay on the current course with climate change, when will Earth's ecosystem switch from taking up carbon to releasing it?
What we found in our study is, again, because we were able to calculate this on a pixel-by-pixel basis, that by as early as mid-century, the biosphere could be picking up half of the carbon that it is doing today, that it is picking up today.
It'll cut in half.
Exactly. Which is a big shift when you're thinking about petabytes of carbon.
Okay, so soon, like this has happened like in the next couple of decades.
In the next couple of decades. And that was one of the most surprising things that we found. And we kept on checking the data. Like, surely we're wrong. You know, we can't be this close. And I think about the biosphere struggling mid-century and how that is also a time when we expect to be feeding about 9 billion people. And 9 billion people that we're not just feeding, but we're relying on timber. We're relying on a lot of the ecosystem services that the biosphere provides. And I see it as a very scary intersection, to be honest. We don't have to go down this path. If we can proactively mitigate warming, if we can take action today, we can mitigate this loss. We can continue to rely on the biosphere for all the services that it provides.
Catherine Duffy, thank you so much for speaking with me.
I really appreciate it.